Hello, Audioboo. It is about 25 to 1 on Saturday morning. And the only reason I'm attempting to boo anything at 20 to 1 on a Saturday morning is because I have had rather a lot of wine to drink. I'm not drunk, but I'm certainly a bit tipsy. Well, I don't even know that I'd call myself tipsy. I would say that I am relaxed and content with the world at the moment, which is good. Yeah, it's very good. I've had quite a good day today, actually. I didn't know whether it was going to be good or not because I had a dentist appointment this morning and I ran a bit late because there was a lot of traffic in town. And I was a bit concerned that the trouble is, if you arrive at these places late, even though a lot of the time they're running sort of 5 or 10 minutes behind schedule, they often won't see you. So I was a little bit worried that they wouldn't see me, but they did. I went into the surgery and there was a bloke in there. Well, he sounded about 90, but obviously, you know, I don't know whether he was 90 or I don't know whether he was sort of 50. I don't know, but he sounded quite elderly anyway. And the dentist, Stuart, was showing him the mechanics of how the chair worked. And it reminded me a lot of how, you know, you get to somebody using a computer and somebody else sort of saying, okay, if you press this button, you get this screen and this screen. And it was a bit like that, but it was with a dentist chair. And I thought that was a bit weird. So anyway, I thought, okay, well, I'm sitting in this. And what got me was I sat in the chair. The nurse kind of steered me into the chair. And this bloke, the dentist, actually lifted the chair and tipped it back and then brought it forward and brought it down and up. With me, like, sitting in it, and I'm thinking, what am I, a bloody guinea pig, or what? So, anyway, I had a clean bill of health from the dentist, which was good. I've got to go back for an x-ray just to double-check that everything's okay. But the dentist couldn't see any problems, and so that was okay. And I went into town, met up with a couple of friends, and had a coffee and a slice of cake. I had a slice of coffee and walnut sponge. It was very, very nice. And after that, I went to Tesco's. I was going to go to Morrison's, but I thought, well, I'm down this end of town. I'm at the Tesco's end of town, so I might as well get the stuff from Tesco's. And I bought my shopping from Tesco's. I scanned it all in, paid for it, took it out to a taxi. And we're just about to get into a taxi when the woman who was assisting me in the shop went, oh, bollocks. I forgot your toilet rolls. So she said, well, you know, I could go back and get them for you. She said, but the thing is, you know, by that point we had actually hailed a taxi and I had to get home and start cooking because I had company come around for dinner. So I sort of said, no, don't worry, I'll think of something else. And I ended up having to phone my friend and say, look, do you mind bringing me some toilet rolls? Because I, you know, we forgot. I didn't forget. We picked them up. They were in the basket and then they just, she forgot to scan them. And then I had a couple of friends come round, Justine and Sam, had them come round for some dinner. I did a tuna pasta bake, garlic bread, and a couple of bottles of wine. yes. A couple of bottles of red and a couple of, Sam had a bottle of red and we had some rosé. There was some Blossom Hill stuff on offer in Tesco's, which was really nice. And they left about, I'm guessing about 11:30, 11:45, I think. It wasn't any later than that. And I am just now lying in bed thinking, I really should go and get some sleep. But the trouble is, when I've had wine, I don't often get, well, I have sort of 3 or 4 hours solid sleep and then I'm wide awake. So I will probably be tossing and turning at 5 o'clock in the morning, refusing to get up. Because I don't want to end up, like, you know, with a sleep pattern problem. I don't get sleep pattern problems as a whole, as a rule. So I don't really want to start getting one of them now. So, yes. I better stop prattling before this boo gives out on me, which it might well have done already, I don't know. But I hope everyone else had a good Friday and have a good weekend in store. And I will squeak at you again soon. Take care and sleep well and speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now.